This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
So guess what, Conan?
What up?
K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed again. So Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thugs, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC, not the garbage they sell in the gas stations, which the gas stations have his garbage. It is super potent, like THC on steroids. Has a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it works like alcohol but with no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, or you can mix it with water or soda, whatever you want. You got flavors like cherry and grape, and both are delicious either way. So if you go to getblitz.com, that's GETBLITZED.com, and use the code K100, you get 15% off. And I've tried this, and it comes perfect as advertised. Nice little comfortable buzz, quick onset, you know, you don't need a lot of it, and it tastes delicious. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GetBlitz.com and use our code K100 to get 15% off. Order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or at K100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 50% off with the code K100 at GET-BLITZED.com. Awesome product.
Okay, real quick, because we try everything on this show. Did you try it yet, Joe?
Well, I tried it before they were a sponsor, but the ones that Mickey just sent me, I tried this week, two nights. I used a little, I actually just
what
filled
flavor?
Up cherry, and I actually just filled up the cap and I put it in with like Coke or Cherry Coke, and it tastes good. There's nothing medicine-y about it or whatever. It tastes good. I had a nice little buzz after 10 minutes and then I slept really well. So, I mean, no complaints
at
all.
So let me tell you what my experience was. When I did mine and I did a tablespoon put another tablespoon. I actually had the first one with orange juice and the second one with some vodka. The second one, bro, kicked in really nice. What I liked about it, it wasn't a hard buzz, and you know, so the nice little buzz which you can keep kicking in by using more. Very, very, very nice. Highly recommended.
So that's 15% off with the code K100 at getblitz.com, GETBLITZED.com.
Yo, get blitzed at getblitz.com. Boom. Yo, we're back with K100 Sports. Let's kick it off with, like we always do, with some college football. Boom.
All right. So there were three significant games, or actually four significant games this past week that meant something. Okay. We're going to go in the order of importance. All right. So Louisville could have made the ACC championship far more interesting because they were 10-1 going to their game against Kentucky, but they lost. So now they're 10-2. And if they win that game, they're not going to go to the ACC championship, but they had a lifeline. Alabama, in an absolute miracle. Okay, Auburn brought it against them. That happens once. That still happens every now and then. These rivalry games. One team is significantly better than the other one, but you know they're rivals, and all those guys grew up together. But that, did you see the finish of that Alabama game, Conan?
But let me say this. See if I'm right. So there's less than probably 30 seconds left. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The quarterback goes back. I think it's fourth down. Right.
No, it was third down. He got sacked, like a big sack loss.
Okay.
They were like the 13-yard line. Right?
Right. Sacked on third, right? They pushed him back. So it's fourth down and like 30 or some shit, right? 25.
Yeah.
Okay. Bro, you would think they'd blitz or just hit a really – no, they were almost like pity padding, playing pity cats with the fucking offensive lineman. I go, get in there, bro.
Right.
This guy, they gave him all the time that he needed. And he scored a touchdown, and they lost. It was, you know, it wasn't a Hail Mary either.
Right. The next game that was significant was Florida State maintained their undefeated record, but people still can't – if you listen to all the talking heads on TV, they still can't stand this team. And even if they win the ACC, a lot of the talking heads on TV don't want them in it. But it's ridiculous if this
team goes
13-0.
What's the main reason?
Because they don't look good, they don't. They have, you know, the whatever. But they're undefeated in their major five conference.
Right, right.
Washington also held their serve. So they had a tough game against Washington State, but they won by 3 points. But of course, the big game of the week and the most significant one was Ohio State and Michigan.
Right.
And okay, there were two very dramatic reviews in this. Right. Number one, Michigan caught a touchdown pass that was reviewed. I don't think the guy ever had control. Like if this was the NFL review process, I don't think it would have been a touchdown. But the thing was, is that the ball never hit the ground, and the defender came away with the ball. And
right.
I just don't think the referees wanted to give them the interception there, so they had to call it a touchdown. But I don't think it was a touchdown. You can watch it play over and over. Look at
that.
If that was an NFL review official, they would have given the interception to Ohio State. Then Ohio State's coming back. Another very late in the game with their last drive inside a minute, they catch a pass, fumble, and recover the fumble. Okay,
right.
And instead of calling them like incomplete pass,
they fumbled, but the guy actually punched the ball.
Right, but it was a very close again. But they called it a completion and fumble. They kept the ball and got another play, and the guy just threw an interception on the next play. That would have been if they would have won the game. Like if kept that drive going and won, that would have been. Everybody would have been complaining about that call. There were two calls that they complained about, and it didn't go Ohio State's way. But
there's a lot of
the right team won. Right.
Right. There's a lot of – and that's funny because Michigan, I think, had beaten them three times in a row, right?
Right.
And here's the other thing. You know, I like when Jim Harbaugh, after his suspension, they're like, welcome back. He goes, I never left.
Right.
But with all the blue chippers they have on both sides, both quarterbacks, McCord for Ohio State and McCaffrey, or what's his name, McCarty for Michigan. Bro, to me, the guy that looks like a pro right now is Marvin Harrison Jr.
Of course. Bro, he looks like top three pick. Teams are foaming at the mouth looking at that guy. Like, you know, especially like a team like the Chicago Bears.
they
who
could
have
use
like
him.
who have Justin Fields, who's
right,
you know, who's in a gray area right now. They don't know if he's the right guy, right? But they've right. got they've got the number of the like Carolina's pick, so right. they're going to get like another top three pick, right?
Right.
And like they're probably looking, it's like Jesus Christ, what if we give this guy DJ Moore and Marvin Harrison Jr.? We can invest this guy, or do we dump
get another quarterback
and get another quarterback? And I would say right. suggest, bro, that Marvin Harrison looks like a once in a life, you know, like a generational right. Calvin Johnson type talent. You know, right. like I don't think you could because some of these cats, these quarterbacks, you know, Bryce Young is kind of a bust. Stroud
so
is a hand trip. There's no way Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be a miss. That is a right. sure thing.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah, yeah. So I would think he's like the type of guy you're trying to get, you know. Definitely the best player I've seen this year, you know, in college. So so this week, okay, I'm gonna Conan, you don't gamble, all right? But I wanna give you the betting lines of the right. championship games this weekend, okay? Because I think right. you might be surprised, all right, at some of these things. So if we get the Pac-12 championship, and the winner of this game is probably gonna get a spot. Oregon 11-1 against Washington. This is in Vegas, by the way, at Allegiant. So we got two conference championship games in the stadium this weekend, the Mountain West and this one.
Both on Vegas?
So Oregon is favored by – now, Washington's already beat Oregon, right? Oregon is favored by 9.5 points. Who would you take in that?
I'll take Oregon.
Okay, to kill them, huh?
But not by nine.
Right. Okay, well, this is what I'm saying. I'm giving you a line. This is a close, right, close game. Yeah. All right, cool. All right, so Washington. Texas is okay. So why? Me too. I like Washington plus the point. Texas is favored by 14.5 in the Big 12 championship against Oklahoma State, and people are saying they're 11-1, so they need to win need to look impressive for the committee, because there's a lot of teams that need to look impressive for the committee, because there's really no teams that are locked for this thing, you know, because they can lose, you know. But who would you take? Right. Texas minus 14.5. I think they kill them.
Yeah, me too.
So Georgia's favored by 5.5 over Alabama SEC championship. Who do you like in that?
Wow, that's a good game, bro. That is a good game, but I've got to go with Georgia.
Okay.
And I think they'll beat them by more than 5.
Okay. I kind of like Alabama to keep it close, especially the way they won last week. And because Nick Saban, it's like double revenge. Nick Saban doesn't really lose to teams in you know, multiple times. I don't know. I'm thinking Nick Saban brings something. And then plus Georgia's not as good as they were in the past 2 years, you can tell.
Well, they're still undefeated.
Right. Michigan's favored by 22 over Iowa. And this is going to be a bowling shoe ugly game because Iowa's games are so low scoring. Like they're one of the best defenses in the country. This could be problematic for Michigan if it's like if this is like 10-7 in the fourth quarter. You know?
Right.
But I definitely think Iowa covers the 22 points. I don't think
so do I.
Know, yeah, but Michigan should win that game, and this is the most important game. FSU is only a 2.5-point favorite over Louisville because they're against the back.
Louisville just lost.
Yeah,
because they lost their quarterback. Well, yeah. They proved that without their quarterback, they could beat Florida, and that's a rivalry game.
So you like FSU in this?
Yeah, I hate FSU. Just so you know, I hate them. But yes, for the betting purposes, yes.
I kind of like Louisville to knock FSU out here because I don't, you know,
right.
I don't know.
I wouldn't mind if that happened.
Here's what I would love to see. I would love to see Oregon beat Washington. I would love to see Alabama beat Georgia. I would love to see Louisville beat FSU.
Wait, that's kind of blasphemy. You want your team to lose? I've never heard that in my life.
Because I want to see the committee go into chaos and try to figure out who to put in.
You'll bury your team for that. You'll throw your team under the bus.
This is the last year.
Georgia fans from Augusta, from fucking College Park, from everywhere in Georgia. Where's AJ from? I forgot. Athens?
Yeah, he's from Athens. No, he's from Gainesville.
Athens.
Gainesville.
I'll throw Athens in there too. Every major city, suburb, metropolis in Georgia, if you ever see anywhere, especially in Vegas, disco, feel free to Shibata headbutt him, slap him, nut shot him, and plug him. Yeah, you don't do that to your team, dude. You don't throw them under the bus.
I'm not a big college football fan. So.
Yes, you are. You went to Georgia.
Yeah, but I'm not a college football fan. I don't really watch it that much.
Yeah, but you grew up listening to John Denver. Yeah, yes, you are a college football fan. You know a lot about college football, more than most.
Just because I bet on some of the games.
Do not do that to your team. That's like Larry Dallas renouncing his Italian citizenship.
Georgia beats Alabama, but then have Iowa beat Michigan. Yeah. And have Oklahoma State beat Texas.
Yeah, you're a real sports fan, bro. Don't throw your sports team under. I don't like hearing that.
All right.
Like when Russo is like, oh, hey, hate the Giants. I'm never going to follow them again. Right. Then they win a couple games and he's back on the bandwagon, you know?
Right.
You got to be ride or die.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
French ball falls upon us and you need to be in the festive spirit. Light a candle, get some pumpkin spice, and make sure your balls look nice with the sponsors of today's show. Guess who they are? Manscaped. So nature may clear the leaves of their trees, but you'll need Manscaped's help to get you ready for the sweater weather. Get your pants puppies prepared for cupping season with a trim as refreshing as a fall breeze by going to manscaped.com and using code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. So it's getting chilly outside, so it's time for flannels and cozy socks. But we can't forget to trim your balls, okay? You've heard of them. I mean, a lot of our listeners, you know this is one of our favorite sponsors. But it's time for them to join the ones that haven't. It's time for them to join the 9 million men worldwide using Manscaped and get the kit that covers it all. The Performance Package 4.0. It's all you need. It starts with the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer with advanced skin-safe technology that reduces nicks and cuts to make raking the leaves a lot less painful. Plus, the lawnmower, it has a 7,000 RPM motor, a multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and a built-in 4,000K LED spotlight to help you see your parts of your body you haven't looked at in years. So once you've cleared the driveway, the Performance Package comes in hot with products to cool you down. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, I know Joe uses that and probably has to sleep with his wife.
Damn
and the
right.
Crop Reviver Ball Spray Toner, one to prevent stink and one to clear it up. And with a soothing aloe vera formula, move over pumpkin spice, fresh balls in the smell of the season. So the Performance Package 4.0 caps off with two free gifts. Now, I'm not lying. The Manscaped boxers are the most comfortable boxers you'll ever wear. I mean, Cody, how many pairs you got? I've got like four pairs of these.
A lot. I wear them all the time. No, yeah. I got like 10. Yeah.
Yeah, the Shed Travel Bag. And it's a pretty cool bag to travel with. Perfect size. Got to put all the things in there. And that's one to hold your Manscaped goodies and one to hold your man goodies. So bring in the fall right and get 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off. It's a great deal with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code K100. As the leaves fall, make sure you have it all with Manscaped.
The great thing about this, even though they say it's for your nether regions, you can use it on your arms, your legs, your chest, under your arms, your head. Obviously, use a different one. And, you know, it comes with all sorts of deodorants and crop preservers. Joe used to suffer from swamp ass until he started to use the crop preserver. And
Life
now
saver.
He smells halfway decent.
Yeah.
This is a must-have. So check it out. All three of us use it. All three of us swear by it. Stay groomed. Go to manscaped.com. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry. Only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands. All hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo taking release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.
All right, so let's go to the NFL.
Yep.
So Thanksgiving had a surprising result. The Packers beat the Lions. That was a lot of people were surprised right. about that. Cowboys and 49ers blew teams out. That was expected. But the Packers beating the Lions, like the Lions were looking like, you know, like a Super Bowl team, and all of a sudden they lose this game at home. That was like, you know, they could have been 9-2.
They got destroyed. It was 29-22. You know. Right. Jared Goff, yeah. 332 yards, 2 touchdowns, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. There's too many blowouts on like the one compelling football.
Listen to this.
The ratings were unbelievable for the Cowboys.
Let me just say this. Detroit had 464 total yards, bro.
Yeah. Well, they're behind. That's why you're trying to
catch up.
So my Falcons are in first place now. They beat the Saints. They're 5-6.
Now, you just said that they did record ratings, the Thanksgiving games.
Washington and Dallas did monster numbers.
Okay, because that, you know, last week I mentioned Dallas is a traditional team on Thanksgiving, and I forgot, it isn't just Dallas. The Dallas-Washington game is a traditional right. Thanksgiving game, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, every year. Falcons won, kind of boring game.
I just love that Bijan Robinson.
Right, he looks good. Steelers with their new offensive coordinator had over 400 yards for the first time in like 50 games, a ridiculous amount of games. It's like their offense is stunk, but they beat a team with no offense and barely beat them. So I don't know how much that changed.
What happened to the Bengals, bro? The quarterback is Browning, or whatever.
Yeah, Brad's some bum. He looked bad, too.
Bro, listen to this. Joe Mixon had 16 yards.
Yeah.
Going on.
No quarterback, it's easy to defend against teams.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to double team Chase. You know, just put all these guys in the box. We're constantly blitz the quarterbacks. They never get comfortable.
Right.
I was surprised at this. The Jaguars beat Jaguars were favored in this game, but they beat the Texans. But I was surprised at that result because the Texans have been hot.
Right. You can't win every game, and it was by a field goal.
Right, and Lawrence is starting to heat up a little bit too. So
wow, look at his numbers: 23 for 38 for 364 yards.
Yeah, yeah. So another team that's hot: the Broncos have won 5 in a row now. They're in the mix of the playoffs. I think they're.
They started off really bad.
Yeah.
Right.
But bro, all these teams are getting lucky because there's been so many quarterback injuries. You're playing teams with no quarterback.
Yeah.
Like here's teams that were. Here's where teams that were in the playoffs.
You're right. I think that is one of the biggest reasons.
Well, and it is the biggest reason.
Look at the guy throwing for Cleveland. Robinson.
The Bengals were in the playoff hunt. Okay, and they lost Burrow. Now they're an easy out. You're playing a team with no quarterback. The Browns were in the playoff hunt, and they've lost Watson and they've lost Dorian. The DTR guy because he's got a concussion, and now they have Joe Flacco is off the street and starting for him this week. The Raiders were in the playoffs 2 weeks ago, okay, but now they're down to they're playing a rookie quarterback, so it's like they're easy to play against. Then the game of the week, this was awesome. The Eagles and the Bills, the poor Bills. They're the first team. Like, there's been four teams in NFL history that have gained 550 yards of offense. Won the turnover battle and lost the game. It's only happened like four times in the history of the NFL, and it happened to the Bills this week. I was shocked the Eagles won this game.
So was I.
But what a game, bros! It was raining.
this was just a very tough Philly type, you know, like gutsy win. You know, they won it over to Hurts looked great. Allen looked great. Two MVP candidates going at it. This was the game of the year easily. What'd you think of this game?
Yeah, I agree with everything you said, you know, and that Kincaid, you know, the Bills tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really good. He looked really good. I like it. I like the guy. What else do I remember from that game?
Disco, you're always surprised when the Eagles win, though. You're a consistent better against the Eagles.
Right. Joe, if you ever land a girl and want to procreate, you know what you need, right?
Hey, what do I need?
The Legacy Test Stack, of course.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Listen to this customer testimony from Alec in Virginia, who gave us permission to read this on the air. This is from our friends at LegacySubs.com. I'm a father of one, which came with ease. We've been trying to have another kid for 3.5 years now. I tried multiple things, including fertility drugs, but with no luck. I've been using the Test X9 and T-Assist for a month now, and I went to the doctor and took a sperm sample. My count was at 80%. It's never been anywhere close to that before. My wife took a pregnancy test 2 days later, and now she's pregnant. I don't know for sure if it's because of the products, but it's the only thing I've done differently, and all signs point to this being a key to my family's new expected child, and there are no words to express how much I appreciate that. I'm very particular about what supplements I use, but when I saw that Nick Aldis was behind this, I knew it had to be quality, so you have a loyal customer for life, unquote. I think that testimony says more than we ever could. So get your baby maker and go to LegacySubs.com and use the code K100 for 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySubs.com and the code K100 for 10% off. You got to give these products a try.
Yeah, and we get guys sending us pictures of weight that they've lost, people telling them that they use it when they got to study and concentrate. So they've been with us how long, Joe? 2 years?
A couple of years, yeah. And don't forget Jay Baca, who we had on our roundtable this week, longtime listener, is just an avid user of Legacy Subs. He came on, he looked a lot skinnier, and we found out what? He lost 70, 80 pounds down from, you know, 380 or whatever. He's trying to get down further, but that's an amazing amount of weight to lose, and he looks good.
Get all your nutrients, all your supplements. They also have a woman's line done by Mickey James. You can check that all out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
So let's talk about this week now. And once again, we're back into the a crappy week of marquee matchups. And then, but bro, it's because one of the main reasons is all these quarterbacks are hurt, which is why these matchups are not as compelling as they would have been.
Right.
You know, you have a Seahawks and Cowboys Thursday night. I'm you know, when this drops, that the game's already played. Really, the only two marquee matchups this week are the 49ers at the Eagles, which is a, you know, that I love the Eagles in this spot. This is, listen to who the Eagles, okay?
Where is it at?
It's at the Eagles, okay? But this is who the Eagles have played their last few weeks, all right? Now, 5 weeks ago, they beat the Dolphins, okay? Then they beat the Commanders, who stink. But then they beat the Cowboys. They beat the Chiefs. They beat the Bills. Now they've got the 49ers. And now the Cowboys next week. Bro, I don't know how they can keep winning all these games because they're getting very lucky, you know. I really love San Francisco to establish some dominance in this game this week. This is really the only marquee matchup of the week. Well, what do you think about this game?
You know, I'm gonna go with the 49ers.
Right. Yeah, the other games this week are kind of Broncos and Texans is a good matchup because that's for a playoff spot. If the Texans lose, they have a hard time of getting in. Both teams are 6-5, but the Broncos are ahead of them in the playoffs. So the Texans need this win because they'll have a win against another playoff
game
head to head. I like the Texans again.
So do I. Remember, they only lost by 3.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? And Stroud still had a great. And Stroud still had a great game. He's still looking good.
They're the most exciting team in the league right now, I think.
Yep.
Like with that offense, he's slinging the ball where they are.
Because I'm always looking to see what he. I'll tell you why you're right, because every time I'm looking at other teams, I'm always looking to see what Houston did.
Right, yeah. And see what Stroud's doing, because you want the guy to, like, you want to be a cool story. Yeah. Maybe the guy wins the MVP this year and they get in the playoffs. Right.
Especially with so many other quarterbacks out.
Right, right. But
think
that's
about it. You got Carr out, Deshaun Watson out, Burrow out. Who's that out?
The other quarterback in Cleveland's out. You got Joe Flacco playing. You know, it's like, Jesus Christ.
Right. No, but there's some other quarterbacks that are out.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Anyways, you watching that round in tournament, whatever, in round?
The NBA now. I'm not interested. I'm interested in any NBA yet. When football season's over, that's when I start watching basketball. I don't really watch anything until football's over because I'm invested in that. Yeah, so that's been basically the sports this week. Football season's ending soon, and we'll be starting to get more into basketball when that happens.
Right, so, I can't wait because I love basketball.
Yeah, but it's like this every year. It's like come January, it's almost like the players in the league don't really start getting into until January. Yeah. It's like everybody's kind of coasting.
I can start seeing some chemistry, and I'm thinking, wow, in two more months, this team's going to be killer, and I want to see that.
Right. So, all right, so that's been the sports.
Yeah, if you got any questions or comments on sports or anything we discussed, hit us up at k100questions@gmail.com. Keep the letters short so we can read a grip of them. Boom.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.